Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we are going to finish learning all of the mitzvahs in the whole Sefer HaMitzvos. We will learn 7 mitzvahs today. They are all about when soldiers are fighting in a war. There are lots of mitzvahs that are just for soldiers to keep. Before the Yidden go out to fight, a Kohen needs to talk to the soldiers. He makes sure that everyone remembers the mitzvahs they will need to keep when they are fighting. That is today's first mitzvah, that the Kohen needs to make sure that the soldiers remember their mitzvahs. Today's second mitzvah is about a chasen. Did you ever go to a chasana? A chasana is a very happy time. The chasen gets married to his kala and they are so excited. If the chasen would have to go out to fight a war right away, he would be very sad. He would miss his kala. His kala would also be very sad. She would miss him. The Torah tells us that for the first year after the chasen gets married, he should not go out to fight. He should stay home with his kala. Today's second mitzvah is that the chasen should stay home with his kala and not to go out to fight a war. He also shouldn't go on a long trip without her. Today's third mitzvah is that we are not allowed to make the chasen go fight in the war. Now we learn mitzvahs about a yifas toyar. Can you say yifas toyar? Good. But what is a yifas toyar? When soldiers are fighting in a war, they see a lot of new places and new things. They also see a lot of new people. If a soldier sees a very pretty girl, he might want to marry her, even if she isn't Jewish. Are we allowed to marry someone who isn't Jewish? No, we are not. But it might be hard for the soldier to say no to his Yetzer Hara when he is working so hard to fight. So the Torah gives us these mitzvahs about the Yifas Toyar. They will help the soldier do the right thing. The soldier will bring the girl home and not let her wear pretty clothes. He will remember that we don't marry someone just because they are pretty, but because they are nice and do so many mitzvahs. Then the soldier will probably realize that he doesn't really want to marry the Yifas Toyar so much after all. His Yetzer Hara was just tricking him. Today's fifth mitzvah is that a soldier needs to do what the Torah says if he wants to marry a Yifas Toyar when he is fighting. But we are not allowed to be mean to the Yifas Toyar. She didn't do anything wrong. Do you think it would be nice to make her into a slave who has to do work? No, that would not be very nice. Today's sixth mitzvah is that even if the soldier decides that he doesn't want to marry the Yifas Toyar, he is not allowed to sell her and make her work for someone else. And today's seventh mitzvah is that the soldier can't keep the Yifas Toyar in his house to work for him either. He needs to let her go free. Mazel tov! Now we've finished learning all of the 613 mitzvahs in the whole Torah. Tomorrow we will start again from the beginning. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!